today, and just a few brief words to let you know why we had the second part of this Imams meeting. This second part of the meeting is to host those people of business interest, educational interest, and political interest, in hopes of us establishing a national interest committee that will address those particular concerns for us. Imam W. Dean Muhammad has expressed an interest to address those people with those concerns, and he is here to address those interests for us. And I would like to bring him at this time to the rostrum without any further delay. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
As-salamu alaykum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa sahbihi ajra'in amma ba'd. There are some things that are happening now, and in order for them to happen in the way that we want them to happen, it's best that we inform you so we can get the benefit of your contribution. I'm meeting with a lot of people now in the country and out of the country, and we're discussing our concerns, and I'm as you know, as you must be aware, I'm broadening my base quite a bit. And I'm taking my activities, I call activities because I don't recognize any organization for myself. I don't identify with any organization. I don't have an organization, and I don't identify in any organization for myself, that is, you know. So, just like the Masjid administration, I don't identify in the administration of any Masjid or the schools or any of these organizations. Those are organizations. And I do that for many reasons. If you don't know, and if it bothers you, please let me know. I'll tell you in a different situation, so we won't take up too much time here today. But there are many reasons. And suspicion that I had of certain kinds of organizational structures being a problem has proven to be true, and my method of avoiding the problem of those organizations have resulted in great progress for my activities and in great progress for your activities, speaking for the majority of you. Yeah. So we thank Allah for that, and we want to keep it that way. I think I can identify what I want to bring before you in two viewpoints, in two pitches. One is Shura. The benefits from Shura, from having a Shura. That's the way I want to put it right now. The benefits from having a Shura. We want the benefits of Shura. And to get this benefit, we want to see you Imams locally developing Shura. Some of you already do it. You do it better than some of us. But you want to see you developing Shura. And Shura, as you know, means participation by the most qualified person in the decision making and in making judgments and giving advice, all that. Allah says the Muslims or the believers are those who conduct their affairs by Shura, and it's translated mutual consultation. So that's exactly what I'm talking about, just in case somebody here might not know, but I think most of you know. I would think that all of you know. So this is what we talk about. We talk about when we say Shura. Now, for your purpose locally, Shura will be your Shura, you know. And that's not our concern. Our concern is just to have the benefits of your Shura, of your participation in a national Shura, in a national Shura. I don't know how this is going to be done and how many persons will have to participate, but we should work to keep the burden down, the burden of travel, transportation, expenses, and all those things. Perhaps it will develop naturally, and maybe in a whole state there will be just one shura sending one person or two persons to the national. We're going to use the term right now, committee, and these committees will, inshallah, have conventions, and these terms are chosen so that we can avoid any implication that we having some kind of organization that involve legal problems and et cetera, you see. There is a need for us to join other Muslims outside of our race and outside of our messages to form a lobby for Muslims of America. I understand that there's a brother, Brother Sabir, from Atlanta, Georgia, who is involved already in politics and has an association, or represents an association. So that's an example of a start right there, you see. And perhaps in other places there are similar efforts on the way. Let me take a few minutes and see can I find some information that I need right now. I'm sorry I didn't come straight here prepared to walk right up and give you this. Okay, I don't want to take too much time and find it, so I'll just, I think I can call everything. There's a term, and this term is a nice term, and it is, I'll give you the meaning of the letters later, because I don't want to make a mistake, but the letters are MAPSAI. And if you look at it as map, you can get two words, map, and another word, sight. You know, sight? Sight. Map and sight. So, sight is effort, vigorous effort. Sight means to struggle, to assert, to make strong efforts. Sight. Like running. Like to run. And like the snake, Yesah, his movement is a struggle for him because he has no legs. You see? So, like Yesah, the snake Yesah. So, this word can be translated strong effort, assertive effort, to run with something, or to run, etc., you see? So it's good. Map side. So, I'm thinking for us, you know, it'd be nice for us to have some meaning of our own for these letters, you know. We need to map our real strong efforts, don't we? We need to chart. Our best efforts should be mapped, planned, and charted, you know. So I like that map side, you know, map side. So anyway, I'll give you the meaning of those words, and the words are plain, and they identify exactly what we'll be about. It would be a committee, so everything would be done by committees,
and conventions. Locally, that's your decision, locally. But our association will be done by committees and conventions. That way, there's no organization, no legal involvement, and even the expenses. We don't want any expenses on those meetings and those conventions. The expenses will be on the participants. That way, we don't even need a count. We don't need any central treasure, anything. The expenses will be on the participants. You have to get there some kind of way, you know. And the place has to be rented by us. We all have to chip in and rent the facility, you see. We have no bank account, no legal ties. Yeah, you know, I'm sure somebody appreciates what you're doing here. Yeah. And the second part of it will be connection with similar activities outside the country for the Western Hemisphere only. And right now we're only thinking of England and Canada. England and Canada. The English people of England and Canada have similar kind of environment, similar kind of government, similar kind of problems that we have, you see. So, and they have made a lot of progress in England, London, and they have made a lot of progress. They have been long established in Canada, and there's a lot of them, and I find them to be very rational brothers, most of them I've met from Canada. So if we can let them know that we have formed this shura. In fact, I've already let the brother know in London. He already knows. He has graciously and brotherly accepted to work with me directly, and inshallah we'll have one or two or more from Canada that will be working with me directly. So this is what I mean by broadening my base. I'm going to be working with such persons as Tajuddin Shuaib of Los Angeles directly. We'll be working on the problems directly, working with them in direct contact and cooperation with Tajuddin Shuaib of Los Angeles, California, and with Brother Abdul Hai, he's here. Brother Abdul Hai is right here, of the Chicago area, and with the brother from England. I'll bring you his name later, and also, inshallah, with at least two persons from Canada. I've asked that Brother Omar Shahid, where is he? Omar Shahid, is he here? Yeah, will you stand? That's Brother Imam Omar Shahid. I've asked that he join me as public relations for me. He's done such a good job on these visits overseas. And Brother Imam Muhammad Abdul Alim, I believe his name is, Abdul Alim, of Philadelphia. Of course, you know, Brother Imam Edmund Hafiz works with me. He'll continue to work close with me. There are a few others that we will name. Right now, I want to introduce to you a brother that most of us have not known. And he will be working with me as my public relations, also as my campaign manager. And I'm campaigning as a spokesman for human excellence, Muslim spokesman for human excellence. And I'd like to introduce him now to you. And we hope that he can get with brothers like Brother Sabir of Atlanta and others, because his interest and his experience is mostly in politics and helping very important people with their campaign. Brother Guys Askia, will you please come now and be introduced? So I hope I don't look like I'm still the imam of a masjid.
Assalamu alaikum. Some of the brothers know me. I'm from Ohio, but I live in Chicago now. And one of the reasons I moved to Chicago is to be closer to the mayor. Okay. But now he lives in Little Rock. But anyhow, I'm just going to take a couple minutes, tell you a little bit about myself. And I think the most important thing we can have is loyalty.
That's right.
And that's to the Imam.
That's right.
When I was 16 years old, both my parents died at the same time. And I became a Muslim at the age of 22, and the Imam became my daddy.
Lord.
And I didn't know him personally, but everything he said, I tried to live it. And I, when I went out there into the world, I tried to do things that would make him proud of me.
Lord.
And I know that Allah has power over all things.
Right.
And I knew that one day he would recognize my work.
Lord.
And not long ago, I didn't ask him, he asked me to work for him.
Lord.
And that's when you know that Allah is in your life.
Lord.
When you don't ask for something, and he knows that you have something to give, and he puts you in a position to give it.
Lord.
And as far as my experience, as you know, at this past convention we had in Chicago, I'm the brother who brought the U.S. Senator Paul Simon there on two occasions to meet with the man. We came there Saturday night, the man wasn't there, and he had to get back to Washington by saying, it's important for you to meet my leader. But he's almost missed his flight to Washington to come back by to see the man again. And that's the reason why he left at such a short notice. He wasn't being disrespectful to the man, but he just cut his plans short to come by and see the man. But he called the man at his house and explained the situation. That day earlier, the day before that, the Attorney General of Illinois, Neil Hardigan, I had him at Juma to meet the man.
Wow.
He was running for the governor of Illinois. I have made a lot of inroads in the political arena. From former President Jimmy Carter knows me. I know a lot of senators and congressmen and governors, and hopefully they'll be knowing the Imam.
Lord.
I have dedicated my life to the service of the Imam.
Lord.
Because I know that he's serving Allah. And his example is the Prophet, and he's my example.
Lord.
So I just want you brothers to know that I respect all of you, but I get my direction from him. So, when you talk to me, my ears only for him. Okay, I don't mean no disrespect to you. Okay? But, and I won't close, but I'm good at what I do. And I'm gonna show y'all.
Well, that's confidence. That's what we need. That's what we need.
That's right.
Okay. And lastly, the biggest thing that have happened to us, in my opinion, though it's kind of touching now because of the war with Iraq, the biggest thing that have happened to us is our direct communication line with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, with the top people in education and among the educators, the people who are responsible for the education in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, direct communication line with the head of the Dawah there, Sheikh bin Baz and others, direct communication line with the government people, with the Minister of Defense. Now, you know, I'm a religious man. What I'm doing is meeting with the Minister of Defense, you know? Why I meet with the Minister of Defense? Because the Minister of Defense, his main purpose is to defend our Islam.
That's right.
They don't see the government in the land as their main interest. They see the religion, the sacred places, and their obligation to the Muslims all over the world as their main interest. So that is Allah has put us in a situation that, inshallah, in time, will lift the spirit of all African Americans on this continent, and perhaps even the Africans on the continent of Africa. Thank you very much, and there's much more we'd like to say. Still love you, still identify with you. Well, we got to broaden the base. I got to pull my roots up and plant them in a bigger field.